She's classy. She's sassy. She's a little smart-assy. Ladies and gents, the priestess of squarely spirituality. The badass whisperer herself, Kelly McLean.
Hey, bitches. What's up? This is the fifth time I've attempted to record this, so I'm feeling a little frazzled. I'm squirrely today. Let's just blame the planets, because that's what we're here to do, right? Yes. If you're new here, I'm Kelly McLean, and this is Bitch Scopes, the podcast where I dish about the current astrological mood. And I do it with a special twist, a little feminism, a little divine feminine energy. We're kicking that way, way up this week, FYI. But before I get into that, you should know that you can email me at Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at thebitchwhisperer.me. If you're not subscribed at Patreon, you're kind of missing out. It's patreon.com/houseofbleep. You can join for free and then you'll see all the free stuff. I'm kind of making that the warehouse for bitchdom. So you can check out the other two podcasts there, which are Bitchsplaining and Bitchstory, and see how you feel about those. I might start uploading those there. This bitch scope, bitch astrology, forgot my own shit. The written portion is over there at Patreon. Everything's there. So go over there and join. If you would like to get the sign by sign horoscopes, those are $5 a month. So, yeah, that's it for me. It's been a strange day. I'm recording this in the evening on Monday, the 15th of January, Martin Luther King Day. And I'm just, oh man, it's just, we live in such strange times. Martin Luther King Jr. Has always been someone that I've very much, I guess, idolized. And I have always posted a quote by him, and I just don't feel like I should this year. I like to consider myself an ally. I like to consider myself, really, honestly, I think I'm pretty woke, and that's not an insult to me. But I follow Bernice King, his daughter, and we did a bitch story episode about them, and I feel like she gets bothered by certain people posting his words out of context. And I don't blame her. I just don't want to be one of those people. You know where I'm going with that? Anyway. Yeah. It's just really unfortunate that he's not still around. He would be the wokest dude. Oh, man. But anyway, here we are. So, yeah, I'm just having a weird day. But I have some, like, I'm calling it exciting shit to share with you about bitch astrology. My birthday is this coming Saturday, the 20th. And I always get a little funky before my birthday. I think most people do. It's pretty typical. For one thing, your sun is in your 12th house during that time, your solar chart sun is in your 12th house at that time. And so there's just sort of this like meh feeling right before your birthday. But anyway, my brain's been going 1,000 miles an hour. It's weird though. I reached out to a friend and I was talking to her about the podcasts and bitch scopes and everything. We were just kind of talking about it. And I honestly don't remember some of the conversation now, but I was like, okay, no, the insight is helpful. Thank you. And then I sat down to write, and instead of writing the bitch astrology and the bitch scopes like I normally do, I went fucking ham on Google and I looked up about a zillion goddess asteroids. One might say that I was struck with inspiration, and this is what happens for me. Like, I don't get an idea and then like, okay, I'm going to chew on that for a day or even an hour. When that happens, I go crazy and I start writing. This is why I know, like, if I ever do write a book, I've struggled with this concept, but if I ever do write a book, I know it will just happen and I'll just sit down and it will pour out of me. So anyway, that happened. I sat down and I went crazy and I was looking up all the goddess asteroids and I made a spreadsheet and then I sorted it and then I sorted it another way. Yeah, I really did that. And then I stared at it for a good while. And, you know, Bitchscopes have always been about finding your authentic self and your authentic voice and being proud of who you are and standing in your personal power and having good boundaries and healing the wounded feminine and female empowerment and standing up to the patriarchy and, you know, not shrinking ourselves. Not to mention, you know, embracing the darker side of ourselves, because that is still part of you and it's still as worthy as the parts that we were told are the best parts, the sweet and nice and pure and virginal and nurturing and motherly. You know, the dark side of yourself is just as worthy as those parts. And so, you know, my aim has always been to help us embrace those parts. I have learned so much about myself through astrology, and that's what I want to give to you guys. I've allowed my wounds to heal me. My shadow is part of me, and there has been a treasure trove of strength and power and badassness in there. It's about embracing the bitch. And if you've been here a while, you know that bitch is a term of endearment. It's a term of empowerment. It is not an insult. When I'm mad at another woman, I'm retraining myself to not be like, God, she's such a bitch. So I encourage you to do the same. But there's plenty of sassy, mouthy, sweary astrology out there. When I first started doing internet radio, and I was, you know, dropping cuss words, people wrote to me, they're like, oh my gosh, I've never heard a spiritual teacher who swore. This was back in like 2015. I mean, surely there were spiritual teachers who swore, but it was not as common then. So I kind of, I don't know, that was new to, can we call it an industry? It was new to this industry at that time. Now everybody swears, honestly, it's everywhere. So there's plenty of astrology out there that tell you, you know, shit like, you're an Aries, so you're a hard-headed bitch. But I am telling you how being a hard-headed bitch can work for you, but you also have to get out of your own way and heal the wounds that make you too hard-headed at times, you silly bitch. So this brand is like an entity. It has grown and changed and shaped me and it. Anyway, if you don't know what the shadow is or what shadow behaviors are, it's a psychological term for aspects of our personality that are unwanted or undesired or considered by society to be negative, like having a martyr complex, being judgmental, jealousy, anger, impulsiveness, being irrational, being emotionally disconnected, being unsympathetic, biased, being arrogant, being triggered in general is part of your shadow. So most of us are familiar with that stuff. Embracing your bitch is about learning to relax and allowing yourself to see and accept when you're being a dumb asshole and then letting it teach you something. So instead of being jealous, work on your self-esteem and the type of relationships you attract instead of being just an angry person. Because women are conditioned to be nice, so we swallow that shit and it poisons the fuck out of us. Express your anger. Allow it to move you and to motivate you. Mars rules anger, but Mars also rules movement. So take your anger and do something about whatever it is. Either remove yourself or enforce your boundaries or fire the person from your life or whatever. When you hear yourself being judgy, take a moment to think about the stupid shit you've done with your life. And unless that person's shit is directly affecting you, fucking don't worry about it. Think about the ways you've been victimized in your life. Is there a pattern? because victim thinking is a big shadow thing. What is the pattern? What can you figure out about it? When did it start? Some shadow work takes a really long time. Some of it happens kind of daily. But ultimately, if you stop giving a shit what other people say about you and think of you or preach at you, you are less resistant to recognizing and embracing your own shadow. So as the years have ticked by, I have felt a stronger and stronger pull to the goddess energy. And if you followed Bitch Scopes from the very beginning, you'll recognize that. It used to be just kind of traditional astrology with a little bit of sass. And then I started incorporating some of the goddess asteroids. The last couple years, the dark goddesses have really been calling to me. And I am using air quotes around dark because most women, think about the women who have been called bitches, you know, Hillary Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, and well, she was called a lot of things. When you think about the labels that we put on women, it's usually because they've done something that the patriarchy didn't like. So I always put dark goddess in quotes because a lot of them were labeled as dark and scary. They were just doing things to protect themselves or protect other people that they cared about, or they were just perceived as powerful, or they were just sick of people's shit. Nothing is just dark. Everything has a light and a dark side. And so today I'm going to tell you the story of Medusa. We grew up being taught that she was an ugly monster who turned men to stone. Oh my God, what a bitch. What's her problem? And then Perseus cut off her head. Oh, yay. Bye, bad lady. Okay, so the real scoop is that Medusa was a priestess of Athena and had vowed celibacy, because that's what priestesses did to protect the honor of Athena and her temple. Her attitude problem comes from the fact that she was raped by Poseidon, aka Neptune, in the temple of Athena on the steps. Athena, who also clearly has a dark side, was pissed that Medusa betrayed her. Victim blame much, and mad that she defiled the temple. So she turned her into an ugly, horrible monster and gave her madness and a power that any man looked at her would be simultaneously horrified and then turned to stone. There is some speculation that maybe Athena gave Medusa the power to protect herself, but that's kind of going overboard, babe. After Perseus cut off her head, he gave it back to Athena, who made it part of her shield and used its stone-turning killing powers in battle. So ironically, in the end, she was still defending Athena. Funny how that works. Anyway, you know, even though victims in society serve sort of as sacrificial beacons that call our attention to real monsters, we still victim blame women all the time, and victims of assault and victims of abuse, man or woman. In almost every society on earth, we victim blame. So Medusa is joining Bitch Scopes, but there's more. I stared at my spreadsheet and I spent some time deciding who I wanted in my pantheon of bitches, the bitch theon, if you will. I think the best way to deepen this astrology that I give you every week is to introduce them a few at a time based on what's intuitively grabbing me, like Medusa this week. And then I made another spreadsheet. I don't know what the fuck, guys. And I listed all the major planets and then which goddesses I would assign to them. And I based this week's scopes and astrology overview on that. So I know most of you don't care about that, but these are going to sound different than usual because I won't be talking about Saturn and Pluto and Mercury and Jupiter per se. Those will enter the chat occasionally when there's something major going on like there is this week. But I'm going to be talking a lot about Freya and Circe and Medusa and Hecate and Artemis and so many more. So when I wrote this, the sun was at 23 degrees of Capricorn. I think it's at 24, 25 right now. Freya, who is the Norse goddess, I'll get to that in a second. She was at around 20 degrees of Capricorn. So they're very close to being in conjunction. An orb is the difference of degrees, and a 3-degree orb is a very valid conjunction. Last week we had a new moon in Capricorn. So that means that the sun is in Cap, the moon is in Cancer. The sun was at 20 degrees of Capricorn for that new moon, and Freya was at 17. So she's paralleling the activity of the sun. Interestingly, she is a goddess associated with the sun. So I was like, wow, this is, wow. Freya is the Norse goddess of love, fertility, battle. She is associated with the sun. She rode a chariot pulled by cats. So obviously I think she's fucking cool. I would like to get that going over here. She was said to be the most beautiful of the goddesses, but she was also a badass. She was queen of the Valkyrie. The Valkyrie were a group of maidens that Odin would send into battle to decide which of the slain and fallen were worthy to enter Valhalla, which is the desired afterlife of the Vikings. So she was a pretty badass cat lady. Having the sun conjunct Freya is very empowering. She can show us how to use our unique skills, intuition, and discernment in the world. We are getting ready to enter Aquarius at the end of this week. Circe is around 7 degrees of Aquarius right now. Circe is a witch, a witchy energy with the power of transformation. And so it's appropriate with Pluto entering Aquarius. Pluto being the planet of transformation, Circe kind of copying Pluto's activity. So it's working. Like, I started experimenting with this and I was like, this fucking works. So I feel like the goddess asteroids, with help from Venus, we're keeping her, and Eris, because she's a minor planet, and the moon, of course, they're a little more subtle to tap into sometimes, some of them, but they also feel so much more personal, and they have, I think, more depth and detail. So going forward, rather than a day-by-day rundown, I'm going to give you the overall energy of the week based on just the goddesses, both the light and the dark, quote unquote. They're both equally badass. They bring slightly different energies to the table. We just don't have to be nice all the time, you guys. It doesn't have to always be, yay, smile more. So this week is heavily colored by Pluto entering Aquarius and Pluto conjunct the sun. Pluto conjunct the sun, any planet conjunct the sun exactly, is called Kazemi. But Pluto Kazemi is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, because Pluto takes 250 years or something to go around to complete its orbit around the sun. So you're only going to see Pluto conjunct the sun like this once in a lifetime. That's fucking wild. And that happens at 29 degrees of Capricorn. And you know what I say about 29 degrees? It's a big deal. Capricorn, of course, represents foundations. It represents the government. It is the patriarchy. Capricorn clearly represents the patriarchy. The patriarchy, as we can clearly see, is eating itself alive. It's infected. It's shitting its pants and acting a fool in the middle of this. I don't know. It's just a fucking mess. Pluto in Aquarius, especially this year, when it's in the early degrees and then it's retrograde, politics are going to get much weirder. I think the patriarchy is going to be making desperate grabs to keep their power. They're already doing it. It's just going to get weirder. I mean, Congress is a shit show. I used to watch on, I don't know what it was, C-SPAN or whatever. Occasionally, British Parliament would be aired, and somebody gets up there and they have different, totally different etiquette. They wear their funny wigs or whatever, and they get up there and they will say something, and the Parliament audience, I guess, would be like, boo, ah, boo. And they start like heckling and yelling and jeering, and like, it is wild shit. It is wild. And because here we're so like buttoned up and puritanical. But man, our Congress has devolved into some sort of a fucking shit show. And it's like British Parliament with all the noise, but it's much less organized. They're holding up signs. They're calling each other names. It's insane what's going on in Congress right now. Anyway, Pluto in Aquarius is going to change things. If Pluto in Capricorn is power to the government, because Pluto represents power, then Pluto in Aquarius is power to the people. And so there's that. you know, all we want is balance and equality. And as a feminist, most feminists do not hate men or even male leadership, but we do fucking hate shitty male leadership. And that's all we have. That's all we've had for 200 years or more, especially in the United States. We used to lead the world, and now we're just way fucking behind. Ireland has abortion rights, and the United States does not. Ireland, a Catholic country, essentially, has abortion rights, and we do not. So we are just a fucked up disaster. It's, you know, we had our Pluto return. Everybody was talking about revolution and what the Pluto return was going to be for the United States. If you don't know what I'm talking about, email me and I'll inform you. But basically, Pluto returned to the same point that it was when the United States was founded. And so the astrologers of the world knew that this was going to make things messy in the US, because Pluto is the planet of transformation and tends to not fuck around a whole lot. Now, I don't want you to be afraid about Pluto in your chart, in your sign. It can be dramatic, but it isn't always. Like, for instance, in the United States, will we haven't currently, we haven't had a revolutionary war. We aren't having a civil war. We're just having a lot of civil unrest and a lot of revolutionary thoughts kind of floating through the ethers. But, you know, so far we're doing okay, knock on something. But anyway, off my soapbox. The fact that Pluto and the Sun are entering Aquarius means that the energy of Aquarius is really big right now, and it will remain that way. It kind of overshadows everything. Aquarius, excuse me, is ruled by Uranus, and the goddesses I designated as Uranian are Eris, the disruptor, Oya, a goddess I'll talk about later, and Pandora, as in Pandora's box. Her curiosity unleashed all kinds of things, and that's very Aquarian, the curiosity and the chaos. Chaos and Uranus are kissing cousins for sure, and if you know an Aquarius, you understand that chaos is just part of the creative process with an Aquarius. They have a vision. They can see it clearly through the mess, and if you have an Aquarius on your team, sometimes you just have to trust their vision. They'll prove to you that it's, you know, pretty marvelous over time. The transits and aspects of the goddesses this week. Here's your bitch astrology. This is what you tuned in for. Okay. This is the weather this week. The goddesses' activity indicate that we're going to be questioning established thought and conventional wisdom this week, which we've been doing. But this is specific. We're going to feel more rebellious, maybe sometimes bored. And for some of us, that's going to trickle into relationships. There's an undercurrent of desiring change in all different aspects of life, but also being afraid of change. Change can bring out insecurities. There is definitely some insecure stuff floating around right now. So if you're feeling insecure, or, you know, you notice that in your family members, you know, you can say, I told you so. But we need to learn to trust our own intuition. Our intuition is very strong right now. And if we can trust that, we can experience a big boost of confidence. So always trust your gut, even if all the conventional wisdom and tradition and everyone around you says something else, trust your gut. Lilith sextiles a solar goddess this week. So if you do the work of radical self-acceptance, you can experience radical personal power and self-love. And when you love yourself, you literally create waves of change in the world. People are empowered by confident self-love. They're empowered by just being around it. So, I mean, imagine what social media would be like if the majority, just even more, if just more people deeply loved and accepted themselves. It would be amazing. Also, Mercury exits its shadow this week, and that's a great thing. It happens on Saturday. Everything happens on Saturday. The Pluto Kazemi, Sun entering Aquarius, and Mercury exiting the shadow all happen on Saturday. I'm kind of excited about this new bitch scopes. I hope you are too. It's going to sort of be shaped over the coming weeks as I figure out the best way to deliver this. But so far, I think it's exciting. So I'm going to go record the bitch scopes now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I would love to know your thoughts, comments, feelings about the changes. Email me, find me on Instagram, Kelly McBitch or bitchstory.pod. Either way. All right. Have a fantastic goddessy week. Trust your gut and check your insecurities. You know, just be aware of your insecurities and how you might be projecting that shit onto people you probably care about and people you don't. But still, you shouldn't be putting that out in the world anyway. That's your shadow. That's the shit that we want to, you know, become more aware of. All right, I'll shut the fuck up now. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.